Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. You'll walk away from each episode with actionable tips you can test immediately. You'll hear from the best minds in marketing who will share tactics, quick wins, and pitfalls to avoid. We'll also dig into life, pop culture, and the chaos that is our everyday. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's do this, not that. We are back for What's Up This Week from the Do This, Not That podcast presented by Marigold. This is our super short episode to break down what is going on this week in marketing and business and in life. And then we still have our short Ask Us Anything later in the week and our big tips episode at the end of the week. So what's going on? Well, the world is still here. The election has occurred and the world is still here. And the good news is basic marketing metrics have totally stabilized in the last week. Now that all this garbage, all the ads on the radio and TV and SMS messages and emails from all the different parties and political action groups and local elections, it's all stopped. Marketing has stabilized for regular marketing. So World Data Research came out with some data from the past week and has found that email open and click-through rates are now within 2% of the same period last year, and social post engagement is actually slightly up versus the same period last year, which is great because now we can just get back to doing what we got to do, promoting all of our regular stuff. So no more holding back. What else do we see? This is wild. So there's some data that came out that I thought was so funny that was even getting tracked related to the election. So GoPuff delivery service released data from the election that said, they're one of these food delivery services. There was a 13% increase in orders of digestive aids such as Tums on election night. That's amazing. There was a 37% increase in alcohol orders, and there was a 33% increase in ice cream orders. You cannot use the election as a reason to get more Rocky Road ice cream. I mean, that's just not okay. You can't do it. Although, by the way, I do dig Rocky Road ice cream. That's my jam. Anyway, what else is going on this week? Well, TikTok released something new. They released their TikTok Q5 playbook. Q5? What is that? Well, Q5 is the period right after the holiday season. And TikTok is pushing this whole thing that it is a great opportunity to drive sales. I don't know. Some of the data I'm going to share with you here is wild to me because I feel like nobody's got any money after the holidays. They've spent it all. But they're saying this is a great period, this Q5 period. So one of the data points they released is that 78% of users on TikTok will spend the same or more money post-holiday during Q5 than during the holiday season. Really? I don't know. And this is what they say they're buying. Like, this is the mentality they have. 69% will buy products for themselves, and the top things that they're related to being buying are post-holiday sales, treat myself purchases, they're going to use gift cards, and the new year fresh start mentality. All right, I don't know. We'll see. So, but the only most interesting thing about all that is actually for me, what TikTok released in terms of the name of the content. Them calling it the TikTok Q5 playbook is interesting. Why? Because World Data Research came out with some data this week looking at all the different content types trending year over year and what is performing the best for consumer and for business to business marketers. What I mean by that, let's talk about business first as an example. Year over year right now, ebooks are down 32% in terms of an offer, in terms of content consumption. White papers are down 31%. Now I feel that because both of those are terrible. I don't want to download either one of those. But what is up massively, swipe files on the business side are doing really, really well. Cheat sheets are up 44%. Blueprints are up 39%. And on the consumer side, certain things are down and up as well. So unboxing content is down 20%, when people make these videos about unboxing, whatever. But what is doing really well, style guides are up 42%, and DIY tutorials, do-it-yourself tutorials are up 37%, which makes sense. Those always do well. But things like style guides may not be on your radar on the consumer side, and on the B2B side, swipe files may not be on your radar, and that's something you should be thinking about testing. So the other big news this week, Well, there's two things. The Golden Bachelorette, it's the finale. I know you're not watching, but you should be. I've watched every episode. It's been great. Joan is going to pick her person. Here's my prediction. There's two guys left. I think she picks nobody. She's not picking anybody. One weird thing about it, though, one of the guys' names who's remaining as a finalist, his name is Chock, C-H-O-C-K. I have a very hard time saying that name. Like, hello, Chock. It's like you want to say Chuck. I've never heard anybody named Chock before. It's like, I don't know. It's weird. So sorry, Chock. Anyway, what else? This was so bad. So Mattel, you know, the giant toy manufacturer, had to come out with a big apology this week. So Mattel is making all the toys for the movie Wicked that's coming out in like a week with Ariana Grande and all these other famous people. It's all about the Wizard of Oz. And great. So Mattel made these dolls, these Wicked dolls. And on the packaging of the Wicked dolls, they had a big URL, a big website address that you can go and visit to see more about the movie, whatever. But by accident, they put a URL to a pornographic website on the packaging. And they had to release this statement, which is amazing. They said, Mattel was made aware of a misprint on the packaging of the Mattel Wicked collection dolls, primarily sold in the United States. We intended to direct consumers to the official Wicked movie landing page. We deeply regret this unfortunate error and are taking immediate action to remedy this. Parents are advised that the misprinted, incorrect website is not appropriate for children. Yeah, no joke, dude. Like, imagine your kid gets the Wicked doll. Like, oh, let's go on the website and see more about the movie. And then, like, boom. That is a conversation starter. Oh, my goodness. That's wild. Anyway, I'm a terrible person. Listen, what's going on this week? What you should do, okay, is you should go visit certifiedguru.com, because in the next few weeks, we're taking the wait list down, and this is the launch of our free, 100% free, amazing email certification program, and it's going to be available only for a small number of people that sign up now to get on the wait list. certifiedguru.com. It's going to be wild. We've been working on this thing for months, so check that out. And also, hit me up on LinkedIn. Let me know what you think of the show or whatever. And don't buy that Wicked doll. All right, later.
You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.